Yes, I do. Two things come to mind. It was a 45 knot wind from the north, and it was a 45 degree temperature in the shade. So what it got to later on in the day, I've no idea. But yeah, it was very, very severe. And it's just days like that that if you don't have a fire, you're lucky. And so ever since then, we've kept our fingers crossed on those bad days.
Did you have much warning of the fire coming?
Yes, actually I was at a council meeting that morning, and we heard it. We knew it started, but then we all headed home. But although we didn't think it had come east of the main road, we thought we could get it under control. But of course the day was so severe that that definitely wasn't the case.
Did you have much chance to defend your property, or did it just come on?
No, not really. It travelled so quickly. As you know, the fires all over Victoria and South Australia that day, but it just travelled so quickly. I mean, you fight it in the gullies and it was lighting up the hill across the other side of you, so yeah, it was a pretty fruitless exercise, really. Plus, the CFS wasn't equipped like it was today, and neither were the farm units.
Did you think it would just be confined to your area initially?
Well, we were on the end of it, I guess. You know, it started sort of just west of Clare, or a little bit northwest of the main street of Clare, and it ended up down there. But like all those fires, like all the fires in this area, if there's a change coming, your eastern flank becomes the front, and that's what when the wind turned. It didn't abate, and the wind was just as strong from the southwest as it was from the north, and so it burnt huge areas because of that unprotected eastern flank.
What was the damage in the end to your property?
Oh, pretty severe. We lost pretty well all of our cattle, a couple of hundred cattle, and a big number of sheep. A house and the roof burned out of another one, and all the sheds and machinery and stuff, and a dozen horses. Yeah, the animals were fortunately there was no loss of human life, but the animal life, we probably, hindsight's a great thing, we'd probably do it a bit differently nowadays.
What would you have done differently?
I think probably we would try and make sure that the stock were probably in areas that where they wouldn't be destroyed, but it was a bit hard that day. We thought we'd get the fire under control, but we didn't, so hindsight's fantastic.
And of course, back in almost 20 years earlier, you'd gone through the same thing in another fire.
Yes, we copped it again in 1965 fire, which again started in Clare, just on the sort of southeast end of Clare, and headed our way again, burned us out again. So we were, that was the first time it was so severe. But yeah, we've copped it a couple of times.
It's just incredible that you've gone through that twice. I mean, do you feel incredibly unlucky, or do you feel lucky to have got through it?
Well, I think when you look at days like last Saturday, or I mean Saturday week ago, when the wind was supposedly 90 kilometres an hour with a 46 degree temperature, we didn't have a fire, so we thank our lucky stars for that.
What about the recovery after it? I mean, to go through that twice in your life, it's just an incredible feat, really. But how did you recover?
It was the people that helped us. I mean, the people that... there were people from Lions Club at Jamestown and all over the place. There was a character from Buckleboo who sent us down three semi-loads of hay and didn't even want diesel for his semi to get home again. I mean, the generosity was absolutely marvellous. And these people didn't want to be... They didn't want their names in lights, and they still don't, but I'll certainly never, ever forget them.
Well, you know, we've seen these terrible fires over the past week in Victoria, and you know, having experienced two terrible fires in your lifetime, you'd know better than anyone, I guess, what these people are going through. How are they feeling right now?
Well, it's probably a bit more difficult for me to, because we didn't have the loss of life, and these people are living in areas, scrubby areas that were just, you know, with trees around their houses, and on days like, when you get a fire on days like that, it's just like being surrounded in petrol. They've got absolutely no chance at all. The only thing that worries me about this latest fires in Victoria is that hindsight again will take over, and people will suggest pretty unrealistic solutions to things that there, by the grace of God, goes everyone.
Do you have to be mentally tough?
Oh, I think it helps. I think we all ended up a bit older than we should have been after these fires, but no, I don't. I think you probably have to be realistic.
Well, you've got through it and you've managed to pull yourself up and the property's working again. That must be great for you to be able to come through that and make a life again for yourself.
Yeah, well, it's a long time ago now, and we'd, of course, hate it to ever be repeated, but I think that the people that help you are the ones that give you strength, the people that were affected as well or weren't affected, that made their time available and came down and helped us put fences up and bury stock and things like that. They're the people that... just faith in human nature. I think that's the thing that probably carries you through.